This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's something of a tradition over in the UK. Same thing happens here, just not as much. But the tradition over there is the super rich, they go to court, they take advantage of the UK's libel laws to try to get book publishers and newspapers and individual journalists basically to back off. Lawfare is what it's come to be called. Russian oligarchs based in London have been frequent practitioners, hiring the UK's most expensive lawyers to shut down inquiries into the precise sources of their fortunes. But as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from London, the war in Ukraine has kind of changed the game.
In the UK Parliament, Putin's war on Ukraine has provoked regular bouts of soul-searching.
I just do not understand how we have got ourselves into the mess that we've got into now.
That's lawmaker Bob Seeley lamenting what he calls an abuse of Britain's legal system by a woeful coalition.
Oligarchs, Putin's henchmen, teaming up with amoral lawyers.
Why, he asked, had the Mother of Parliaments permitted it? Why had it allowed UK defamation law to bury the truth about wrongdoing?
Why have we got to the position in our society where we have kleptocrats and criminals and oligarchs intimidating a free media?
What Seeley was attacking are SLAPs, a term coined in the US. It stands for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. Jessica Nevanine of Index on Censorship, which campaigns for freedom of expression, says this legal ploy has long been used by wealthy individuals to deter journalists and authors from delving too deeply into their financial affairs.
SLAPs are a form of abusive litigation that are used not to right a wrong, but to drain a target of as much time, money and energy as possible.
It's particularly effective in the UK, she says. Imagine an oligarch with very deep pockets threatening a small publisher or author of modest means. Just the threat of being sued here for defamation, even when you've written or spoken the truth, is terrifying.
Because of the very high costs associated with mounting a defence, which usually is in excess of £1 million.
Or $1.25 million, a very effective deterrent, says Catherine Belton. Her best-selling book, Putin's People, exposed the corruption in the Russian regime. Last year, it provoked 5 defamation lawsuits in the UK from a number of oligarchs, including Roman Abramovich. At a conference of investigative journalists in the fall, Belton spoke of those legal pressures.
That can put anyone off writing anything controversial if you're faced with the prospect of sort of millions of pounds. Even if the insurance is paying for it, it drains your time, it drains your resources, you end up with greater insurance premiums. So, of course, these are great threats.
Her publisher spent almost $2 million fighting the claims. Faced with even higher costs, they settled with Abramovich, agreeing to what seemed to be minor changes in the text. Belton's book had already been published before it was attacked, but Index on Censorship says there are likely to have been many other books and articles that never saw the light of day because of the threat of a slap. One of Belton's lawyers, Caroline Keane, says it's too easy for rich people to sue for libel in the UK.
The claimant here does not have to prove that the words are untrue and does not have to prove particularly that they've actually suffered financial damage. The whole burden of defending switches to the defendants, to the publisher.
If the defendant proves they've published the truth, the lawsuit will fail. But lawmaker Bob Seeley's concerned about journalists and authors being put through the ringer, harassed and intimidated when the case against them has no merit at all. He named and shamed some of the lawyers representing oligarchs in defamation cases.
They have no moral concept of what they're doing, but are happy just to take vast sums of money that these people are willing to pay in order to prevent justice being done.
And American Congressman Steve Cohen called for those British lawyers to be banned from entering the US. The lawyers all insist they've acted within the law and done nothing wrong. But Caroline Keane says it's clear the UK must no longer allow private litigation to hide the truth about subjects like corruption.
People need to discuss these things. They shouldn't be slapped down and people afraid to debate them and air them and write stories about them because of our libel laws.
The UK government seems to agree and has promised to crack down on slaps, another unintended consequence of Putin's invasion of Ukraine. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.